buffed liberally with butter and plunge into the bottom. We don't want to go more than about a half an inch deep. And you want to make sure that this rod is long enough, 8 inches to 12 inches. Deep inside the eats, lube up, rub together over and over, and then I sit in a room and go like this. Once, twice a day, heck, 3 times if there's cornbread in the house. For like 10 to 12 hours a day, and eventually something starts to come out. Erected a really giant... which is why it's hard as a rock. Erected cock at least 5 inches. With ejector stool. A less testy ball. Sack. And that means it can either be very, very, very creamy, pearly white, or very, very, very sticky. Either of which can be good. Come squeezed or sucked out. Your meat. Bad things can happen. Your meat shrink down and get very, very tender. What's to stop us from stuffing meat into it? Poor young servant boys. I tend to buy mine off of the internet. Make sure that this guy is very, very tight. Poor young servant boys. There are a lot of different things you can do with them besides cutting them open and stuffing them full of cottage cheese. Tight, slightly dry texture. I'm not a doctor, but that has gotta hurt. Poor young servant boys. Don't be discouraged if some of them have a little brown or... Well, this one's a little on the narrow side. You get a rod that's very thick and has, you see, it's shaped almost like an octagon. And I like kind of 1.5 inches wide. That's kind of an ideal shape and size for me. Very, very thick and creamy sperm, which is loaded with protein, a lot of protein. And that protein comes in the form of sperm. It's very, very sticky, very, very moist. You get a lot of schmutz on your glasses. A very, very pleasurable experience.
And then we bring the meat into play.
And I like to use my hands. Now, you do not have to have latex gloves for this. Start kind of wiggling it to stretch it. Take your hands and set them on either side of the ball. And don't grab it, but just start rotating like this. Just kind of spin it around with your finger. Cock, grab your shriveled up a cock, and then just as tight as I can, I'm going to roll it up. Stick into the vessel, sperm, sticky stuff, forming a slimy layer. Then you turn around and you find this. Big, nasty mess. Blows out all over my cock, and it tastes good. I never have this kind of nasty mess. Ugh. So, guys, you ready to go try that cock spooge? Go set it up. Go set it up. I'll be there in a minute. Do you remember the last time that you bit into a really juicy, sweet, succulent cock? Mmm. To harden for several hours.
Hard as a rock.
Let's check it on the inside. Empty as a cave. You know what? It'd be a real shame not to fill that with something. And we insert the cock into the recipient and then carefully plunge with tongs. To be stuffed between the buns, fleshy walls, red as a blushing bride. A very, very pleasurable experience. Oh, go ahead. Give it a lick. If you like that kind of thing. And then you could do things like this. Cocking. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Elton.
Yes.
Give that a feel.
Wow, it's hard.
Yeah, firm. The good stuff almost always is. And gently squeeze it. And gently squeeze it. Then.
What's that?
That. Oh, that's nothing. That's just a really giant cock. Trust me. You don't want to know. A nice long sausage. Protein sticks to things like this. Cock.
They will grow to massive proportions.
Now squeeze gently until pudding starts to come out the hole. Like that. Jettison cream all over your shirt. Now this is why I think donuts have holes.
Well, come on in. We always got time for some good eats.
Okay.